If you want an audience with a state legislator, you could call his or her office for an appointment, or, as many people do, you can pass them a note through a sergeant-at-arms of either chamber. Representative Larry Larrañaga of Albuquerque recently responded to a request for time from Winston O'Neill and Alasdair Nielsen, two University of New Mexico students and Democrats who wanted the Republican to consider voting for HB 136, a bill that would require disclosure of hydraulic fracturing or fracking fluid composition.
And so we're really putting a great cost and having to make that analysis for everything that they use in it. And then you mentioned the...
The cleanup is the biggest concern.
Let me tell you, have you seen the USGS report on fracking that was done in the state of Arkansas?
No, not familiar.
Okay, they don't provide any chemicals, anything like that. They've done this for years and years and years. This is what they've done.
Oil and gas revenues are a major part of New Mexico's economy, with billions of dollars from oil and gas drilling leases going to the Land Grant Permanent Fund every year. Most of the fund's $12 billion endowment is set aside for education. Representative Larrañaga said forcing the industry to disclose all the compounds in the water used in fracking, as called for in HB 136, would be regulation overreach. Another House bill that would have banned fracking in New Mexico was tabled last week in committee.
That's what the bill is saying. Give us every chemical, everything that's going in there. And
well,
that includes that as water.
There's 40-plus substances that get put into this chemical composition to actually achieve the fracking process. And we just feel that, you know, having them required to...
What are you going to do with that?
Well, I mean, in the event that any contamination ever does occur, we at least have a framework to go back to cross-reference to see if there's particular strategies that we can go to deal with this.
It is.
The students then brought up another measure they wanted to talk about with Larrañaga, HB 286, a substitute culled by Democrats. The bill makes a blatant violation of the Oil and Gas Act a third-degree felony and calls for a $50,000 fee for plugging oil wells post-drilling. For industry accidents while drilling, the penalty would be $10,000 per occurrence, up from the $1,000 fine set in 1935. Representative Larrañaga cautioned against overregulating before listening to the young man's reasoning.
When we do something like this, you have to be careful that everybody's impacted, and everybody's treated reasonable, and everybody tries to protect, you know, the environment. But
all of the money from those fines feeds into the environmental office that's responsible for regulating those drill sites. And as at the moment this morning, we just heard that one regulator is in charge of 250 drill sites just by himself, and there's no way that we can appropriately manage that.
As the session nears its end in just days, constituents and lobbyists are clamoring for an audience with lawmakers. Meanwhile, they are debating hundreds of bills that are also demanding their attention. For KUNM, I'm Deborah Martinez.